Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Adam Cohn and I'm live at the ASH Annual Meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. Today I will review the preliminary results from part two of a first-in-human study using the antibody drug conjugate GSK2857916 in patients with relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma. This is an antibody drug conjugate that targets a protein called BCMA, or B-cell maturation antigen. So just to give a little bit of background, BCMA is a cell surface receptor that's highly expressed on both normal and malignant plasma cells. Its primary purpose is to maintain plasma cell homeostasis and long-lived plasma cell survival. And it does have a pathogenic role in myeloma, providing a signal to resist apoptosis and improve proliferation. This makes it a rational target for myeloma therapy. GSK2857916 is a novel anti-BCMA antibody that's been conjugated through a protease-resistant linker to a microtubule disrupting agent called MMAF. This is a potent chemotherapy agent that induces cell cycle arrest. And so the primary mechanism of action of this antibody drug conjugate is internalization of the molecule, cleavage of the linker, and release of the MMAF within the tumor cell, leading to tumor cell death. In addition, the Fc portion of the antibody has been enhanced to improve binding to Fc receptors on innate effector cells, such as NK cells and monocytes, and this leads to enhanced antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, or ADCC. And a third potential mechanism is induction of an immunogenic cell death and stimulation of an endogenous anti-myeloma response. So there's multiple potential ways this drug can target myeloma. Preclinical studies demonstrated significant in vitro activity, both against myeloma cell lines as well as primary patient myeloma samples, as well as significant in vivo activity in myeloma xenograft models. And this provided the preclinical rationale to go forward into clinical testing. And so study BMA117159 is a first-in-human study, phase one. It's industry-sponsored and taking part at multiple centers. There are two parts to the study. Part one was a dose escalation, starting at very low doses and escalating up to 4.5 milligrams per kilogram. And part two was a dose expansion at the recommended phase two dose. The drug is given as a 60-minute IV infusion once every 3 weeks, and the study planned to give up to 16 cycles of treatment. The patient population targeted were patients with relapsed and refractory myeloma with prior exposure to an alkylating agent, proteasome inhibitor, and IMiD, and patients had to be refractory to the most recent therapy.
I like your website.
So we presented the part one, or dose escalation portion of the study, at last year's ASH, and in those part of the study, 38 patients were enrolled and there was no dose-limiting toxicity noted, and escalation proceeded all the way up to the maximum planned dose of 4.5 mg per kg. However, based on the totality of the toxicity data as well as the pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic data, a dose of 3.4 milligrams per kilogram was chosen to go forward into the part two, or dose expansion. And so at this year's ASH, we've reported data on 35 patients who have been enrolled in this part two at the recommended dose of 3.4 milligrams per kilogram. These were fairly heavily pretreated patients, with 57% having five or more prior lines of therapy, and 89% of subjects were dual refractory to at least one proteasome inhibitor and IMiD, and about a third of subjects were refractory to daratumumab as well. The primary objective of the study for the part two portion was the objective response rate. The primary objective overall of the study was safety and tolerability. And so in terms of the adverse events, the most common adverse events seen were thrombocytopenia as well as corneal toxicities. The thrombocytopenia was generally reversible and did not appear cumulative over time. The ocular toxicity was actually expected and is a known toxicity of MMAF, the payload that's attached to the antibody. To try to mitigate against this, all subjects received steroid eye drops for four doses around each dose of the study drug. Despite this, however, 63% of subjects in the part two portion of the study developed some form of ocular toxicity. This manifested primarily as dry eye, blurry vision, or photophobia, some cases eye irritation, and objective findings could include keratitis or signs of corneal epithelial damage. This was grade one or two in all but three of the subjects who developed, and was reversible In the vast majority of cases, the median duration of corneal toxicity was about 30 days. And subjects could be retreated following a dose delay and reduction of the dose, and therefore were able to stay on study. In terms of the efficacy, the overall response rate was 60% in the 35 patients treated in part two. There were 51% who achieved a VGPR or better, and three subjects achieved a CR, or stringent CR. And the median duration of response is about 8 months, and median PFS is not reached. And so this was actually fairly promising efficacy for a single agent in this heavily pretreated population of multiple myeloma. And so the conclusion really from this study is that this drug does have single agent activity, and it validates BCMA as a good target in multiple myeloma, and that this approach with the antibody drug conjugate may have significant activity. I think some of the challenges remaining are figuring out ways to mitigate the corneal toxicity, and there are efforts to try to use additional prophylactic measures to try to limit this, as well as potential additional treatments such as increasing the duration of steroid eye drops. The next steps are to proceed forward with a larger multi-center phase two study for potential registration path, and the FDA has granted this drug breakthrough status. There are also additional studies that are being planned in combination with other standard myeloma agents such as IMiDs and proteasome inhibitors, and those will hopefully come online sometime later in 2018. One of the other key points about this antibody drug conjugate is that the infusions are very well tolerated. There were grade 1 or 2 infusion reactions seen in about a quarter of patients. This was seen only in the first cycle, and of note, no pre-medication was mandated during the first cycle. There were no significant infusion reactions seen with subsequent cycles, and no patient had to discontinue treatment due to an infusion reaction.